Hey all, I know, a voice from the darkness. It's Evie, your friendly neighbourhood environmentalist. Ecolution is still officially on a break. We're planning and gathering for, wait for it, season 5. But there are some things that require us to come out from hibernation. And every spring for the last 25 years, Eco-UNESCO has been one of these things. Their Young Environmentalist Awards are an All-Ireland Environmental Awards programme that recognises and rewards young people who raise environmental awareness and improve the environment. But you know this. We were lucky enough to be invited along to the gala event a few weeks ago at the Royal Convention Centre in Dublin. Over 1,000 people were in attendance. From nearly 280 projects across 30 counties, 110 were shortlisted for the event. All were amazing. And today we wanted to offer a snapshot of just a few of those projects and the students behind them. So let's go.
Hi, I'm Katie Crean.
Ben McGarvey, Ciara Ferretti.
Hi, I'm Ciara Butler and we're from Manscoil Nua on Lough Troo in Castlegar, Kerry.
We're a project based around fast fashion and making our local community aware of the problem.
Hi, I'm Sarah Kent.
Hi, I'm Rachel. I'm from Mountmellor Community School. Our project is about waste and trying to combat proper recycling, aerosols and fast fashion.
There's no way to kind of refill water in our school, so like people were just kind of buying plastic bottles from the vending machine. Whereas since we've got the water fountains, so many people have started using reusable because like they can just fill it up really handy.
Hi, my name is Claire Burns.
My name is Tyrone.
Hi, I'm Clayton Echel.
My name is Sean Rooney from Knockem Senior School in Castlewell in Northern Ireland. Roots Cafe, it's an eco-friendly cafe. We have no plastic. We reuse, reduce and recycle.
The field of study was really varied, but certain themes certainly emerged. Firstly, energy. What kind of power fuels our world and what changes do we need to make?
I'm Lily.
I'm Maura.
I'm Lucy.
And we're from Manscoil Nua on Lough Troo. At the start of the year, we were talking with our teachers and we wanted to make our school more green, or at least start making it green. So we were working to get solar panels. That's our project, is we've got solar panels for our school and we're monitoring how much we use per day and we're going to eventually start looking at how much we've saved for the school.
There was a grant in place for schools, but not many schools had availed of it, so we had to contact TDs and ask about it and ask if there was any way for us to get solar panels. It did take a while to get the solar panels, so we spent a long time kind of waiting.
I think it's so important to try and strive to be more of a like renewable energy school. And with the grant in place, I feel like other schools should use that grant if it's being given to them, and we're trying to like bring awareness to the grant and how much it's helped our school.
I'm Alex.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Leah, and we're from St. Paul's Community College, Waterford. Our project is about trying to save money for our school using solar panels. So we did a bunch of research. We sent out a survey, a questionnaire, and we were asking, did people want solar panels and did they know what they were? And the majority said that they did, but it was too expensive. So our project is trying to say, like, there's grants available and there's, like, you'll save money over time.
We still are waiting to get ours, though.
If one school decides to get them, we have a primary school as well, so they might decide to get them. So they kind of snowballs into all the schools in our area having solar panels, doing what we can to preserve the earth.
My name's Emily.
My name's Rachel.
My name's Rebecca.
Our school's Newbridge College. Our project is about optimising wind turbine efficiency. So we looked at different blades and different ways to make them and the most efficient way to generate the most power. So the design that we've come up with is slightly different to other wind turbines.
We found configuration 3, which was based off a commercial airline's wing design. So we used winglets on the edge of this. The like wings are slightly tipped up at the end and they reduce drag, which makes them more efficient.
There's a lot of schools around the country now, especially in coastal areas, who are looking to have wind turbines fitted in their school or around to power their school.
I'm Ava Trainer.
And I'm Nicole Reid, and we're from St. Cairns College, Ballygolly. Our project is an eco drain pipe consisting of a water wheel just on the inside for hydropower and a windmill on the outside for wind power to create electricity. It matches our climate, like the Irish climate, so it's like windy and wet. It makes 5 volts of electricity.
5 volts will charge a mobile phone, PlayStation controller, and other things like power banks, and that's just one drain pipe.
Another area of huge interest, understandably, was nature, biodiversity, and the importance of taking the natural world seriously in your school.
I'm Fiona.
My name's Lauren.
My name's Grace.
My name's Dana. We're Flora and Fauna LK, and we're from Loretto Letterkenny. Our project is promoting biodiversity through education. We went into a primary school and we gave them a workshop about biodiversity. We taught them how to make seed beads, which are balls of clay and soil, and inside them we put cornflower seeds. so the children can throw them into their garden and let them grow.
So the classrooms we visited were really enthusiastic about our workshops. We were a little worried that we wouldn't keep the kids' interest, but we made a really fun and enthusiastic presentation, and I think that really helped catch the kids' attention.
You can relate more with like people like closer to your age and stuff. The only flower we really have is called cornflower.
I chose cornflowers because cornflowers are archaeophytes. They're actually not technically native to Ireland, but they were brought to Ireland in the Iron Age, which means they were brought a really long time ago. So they've been here, they've adjusted to the climate, and they're treated as a native species. And unfortunately, they are declining in England and Ireland, so we chose to save them.
My name's Caleb Nocter. I go to CBS Carlow. The name of our project is Air Quality and Lichen. We're using lichen as a bioindicator. Basically, we're talking about how different coloured lichen would mean high concentration of nitrogen, such as yellow lichen. But then we actually split off into air quality as well. We base it off health, so like asthma and other respiratory issues that can be caused from air pollution and bad air quality. We have this thing here, it's called a robot tree. It's like a sieve for carbon and air pollutants, so all the moss in it will clean the air, and then the moss will actually regenerate, meaning it's a reusable air pollution like cleaner.
Over the past few months, we've actually seen a lower reduction of nitrogen dioxide in our school, shown in this graph, so I think we did a good job of calming down the nitrogen dioxide in our school area.
I'm Ellie.
I'm Alva.
I'm Bria.
I'm Fionnán.
And I'm Shannon. We're from Tullamore College in County Offaly, and our project is Garden of Baha, which means Garden of All Life. In our school, there was a secluded space beside our pitch, so we decided to implement plants there for bees. We planted wildflowers and apple trees, and we also made bee boxes, and this is like a warm place to nest for the over 100 types of wild bees in Ireland.
It's improved our biodiversity throughout the school, and I feel like more people like appreciate it in the school.
We had a lot of help from both our teachers and the caretakers. Our principal managed to get us the apple trees we have planted there, and our caretakers helped us plant the apple trees and also the hawthorn bushes along the fence there.
I think it'd be a great thing for all schools to do, because it kind of gives you a sense of accomplishment as well when you're done, and it's just a great way to promote pollination and help save bees, so I think it'd be brilliant for all schools to try and do.
And it's not just land-based biodiversity that caught the imaginations of schools.
I'm Samira Singh.
I'm Ava Sturdy,
and we're from Mount Amble.
Our project is about marine life in South County Dublin.
We chose this because we feel that marine life, the problems that are being faced by them, is like a huge issue in today's date. And we also thought that raising awareness is a vital part of allowing people to take action against this.
So plastic pollution is probably like the main issue that we covered, but there's also overfishing and oil pollution.
We conducted beach cleanups, and I think that was very important because it actually showed that we are ready to take action and move towards a better future for the marine life.
My name's Adam.
My name is Julia.
My name's Magda.
And my name is Lily.
We're from St. Coleman's Community College in Middleton.
Our project is based about social media posts to spread awareness about like ocean pollution. We decided to stick with like seals to engage people in ocean pollution. We feel like a way to like get people's attention is to have cartoon stuff. They have like lovable characters. If you think of like a seal, many people love them. And if we use like seals as animals to like help raise awareness about ocean pollution, it almost like encourages people to help because they love the animals and they want to help them.
We did mainly information about like dangers that can occur in the ocean that would be a risk to seals. One about oil pollution, and we also did an informational post about how to like help seals if you find one on the beach. You should like maintain a distance away from the seal. I think it was like 100 meters.
The biggest threats are, amongst many, of course, climate change and litter in the oceans, particularly ghost net fishing equipment that has been abandoned and has been left out in the oceans.
Find us on YouTube, Instagram, and on TikTok at Seal Protection 101.
I'm Emma.
I'm Nevea.
I'm Clodagh.
I'm Aveen.
I'm Saoirse.
I'm Erin.
I'm Evie.
I'm Katie. I'm more from Scarborough and Car Control. Our project is about mangrove grass restoration.
We chose to do this project because our mentor, Miss Marshall, she noticed that there was like an environmental group down in Tremor and they were like planting mangrove grass, and she thought that it would be a great idea for us to do it and help out.
Mangrove grass is native to Ireland. It's important in protecting the sand dunes. In some countries where it's not native, it is invasive, like Canada and Australia, but in Ireland it really helps protect the sand dunes.
It could be done in other schools. It's a good thing to do for the beach. And sand dunes.
The YEAs are a chance to celebrate what happens when you put the ideas of young people on the agenda. And one person knows all about it.
I'm Elaine Nevin, I'm the National Director with Eco-UNESCO. It is for us amazing that we're celebrating 25 years of our Young Environmentalist Awards programme, because really over the years it's been all about encouraging, engaging and empowering young people to take action on environmental issues. And I suppose those environmental issues are as important today, or if not more important, as they were back in 1999. And when I look back and think about all the different projects that were done, you know, young people in 1999 were concerned about their environment, and they were doing projects on air pollution, water pollution, they were doing things on waste. And I suppose over the years what we've seen and what I see now is that maybe there are more things like fast fashion and young people kind of seeing how they themselves can make a change and make a difference. So really it's amazing. I suppose we have had over 60,000 young people involved in the Young Environmentalist Awards since they started. There's been so much, I suppose, enthusiasm and engagement, and I think our programme is all about solutions focus. So we are trying to empower young people to come up with solutions to these really urgent environmental issues. And they do that, and they've been doing that for the past 25 years.
We live in a time where the climate crisis has become ever more apparent. So I was keen to ask how things have changed in the 25 years of the Young Environmentalist Awards.
I think the projects have become more ambitious. They are still looking at things like waste, but what we've seen is like the new things like microplastics. So microplastics wouldn't have been something back in 1999 that would have been maybe on our radar, but certainly young people have been doing projects on microplastics. Biodiversity and nature. Yes, we would have been getting some projects on biodiversity and nature, but certainly not the range, not the level that we're getting today. So there's a real kind of understanding that nature, biodiversity, our natural environment, that it's so important to everybody and that it really is our life support system. We've always done work in that peer-to-peer learning and seeing that as really important, and we've been seeing that young people are doing more and more of that peer engagement. So when they do projects and they raise awareness, they're often kind of developing workshops or some type of events for the younger cohorts, so trying to bring them along as well, and that for us is really important.
That need to find friends either the same age or younger who care as much about the environment as you is a challenge many attendees were up to.
I'm Dara.
My name's Ruby.
My name's Darcy, and we're a part of the No Planet B Club. We're a youth environmentalist club. We're separated from a school. We usually meet after school.
Ruby and her friend made the club first because they were interested in climate change and they wanted to make a club about it. And then I heard off my mum, and we all kind of just heard off friends, and we all thought it was a really brilliant idea, so we all joined the club.
And our project that we submitted for the Eco-UNESCO is our campaign to get a national peatlands park in the Midlands of Ireland.
We went to the bog ourselves, to Lully Beg, and we saw lots of rare species that we never thought we'd get the chance to see. And they're also brilliant carbon sinks, so that's why we need to protect these bogs. There's plans for wind farms to be built on them, and although wind farms and renewable energy is brilliant, it's just not the right place because the access drains and pylons would hinder more than help the environment, and it would kill all the wildlife. So we made a film to promote the National Peatlands Park, and we also encouraged people to sign our National Peatlands Park petition, which we now have over 650 signatures.
We have a link on our website, www.noplanetb.ie. We would love other people to sign the petition.
And when kids decide to take action, that shared response can highlight issues that are specific to your area.
I'm Ruth.
I'm Conan.
I'm Greg.
Sophia.
I'm Dean.
We're from Scolignage in Galway.
And my name's Quinn O'Gorman. It's a water conservation project for the River Carb, and we initially started to just find a bit more information about everything. We found many different ways pollution actually gets into the Carb, and now we're working on ways to kind of stop and prevent it and raise awareness about it. Agriculture is a big, big factor in the pollution on the Carb, so when farmers are spraying their fertilisers and their scurry and everything like that, it ends up polluting the river a lot more than you'd think, and a lot of it kills off the population in the river.
As a group, we gathered together and went out to a few different locations along the kind of Loch Carb and its tributaries. From local groups, such as Carbio and Watersport for Green, we were endorsed to gain kick sampling kits, the HAC 900 and nitrate and phosphate testing kits. The kick sampling was to check for kind of invasive species, local species, kind of compare the water quality there, see what attracts and pushes the good guys away, really. And then the other things were just to see the actual quality of the water.
One time we were trying to collect samples from near a river and we ended up going onto this farmer's land and he wasn't too happy about it. So the only response we've had was being chased away. But we're trying to raise awareness for it because it is such a vital part of Galway life and the country's life in general. The carb is so important to us in many different ways, whether it's agriculture or the salmon fisheries or anything like that along it.
The next step is to bring awareness to the people in their communities and have them reach out to their councils and local representatives to actually bring more care into their area's water quality and to reach out for plantations and that kind of thing to just have some care for their local environments.
The awards are about this collective action. They're about investigating how we are in the world and how we can move through it more sustainably. The awards aren't all about the prizes. All the projects earned their place at the event, but a number really chimed with the judges.
I'm Emma.
I'm Abby.
I'm Amar.
I'm Russia. And we're from St. Catherine's College, Armagh.
We basically have reimagined a trail that the nuns use for farming around our school. We have rediscovered it to really bring on their legacy and to just show awareness to biodiversity, which is really important for our school as we have a very strong eco backing and we really love biodiversity.
It used to be an old farm trail. The nuns used to work when the school was a convent and we just wanted to bring back its legacy and so our pupils in our school could use it.
There's 12 different points along the trail. On each point you can scan this QR code at the start and there's like a quiz you can complete along the trail.
Personally my favourite is actually the Wild Meadow. You know, being able to see loads of different ranges of flowers has inspired us to just kind of dive more into the biodiversity.
There's so much to offer with nature and you can really just express yourself in nature. There's so much things you can do. You can go for walks and you can really just enjoy the outside environment. The world is such an amazing place and there's so much to experience in it and we really think that people should get outside more and just enjoy what's out there instead of doing anything that isn't included in nature.
We do this in our school, so any school can do this. A small group like us can make such a big difference.
Probably just, you know, develop a team, set out your targets and what you want to do and just enjoy it. You know, make sure that you're doing something that's, you know, you all enjoy and try your best to make a difference for the environment.
So I'm Emily.
And I'm Millie.
And we're in School Rouen. We were focusing on food, farming and growing local produce, and we found out that 97% of all Irish apples are actually imported, and we were finding out the negative effect that importing and moving food has on our environment. We just realised, why not start really growing them here, because there's no reason to import them. We have apples here from the apple farm. You can take one if you want. They taste better in my opinion, and they're just benefiting our environment, our soil, our air, our economy in every way, so why not? We went to Seed Savers, who taught us all about growing your own saplings from seeds. That really greatly inspired us to plant lots of trees and plants. So we have 30 apple trees, we have pear trees, we have different kinds of plants, and you can see how to plant them yourself on our website. The website is broken up into pieces. Our aims, what we've done, and then you're able to get our cookbook digitally and how to grow your own apple trees and what we're planning on doing in the future. One of our teachers named Miss Breen was heavily involved in the website. A man who specialises in filmmaking came in and we made, is it 8 mini documentaries?
We focused on apples, so then we decided what could we do with the apples. So me, Millie and Quiva, we put together the first apple book, as you can see there. We have a new one called Branching Out and we're started working on that in our school.
Hi, my name is Angela.
Hi, my name is Terence.
I'm from Kenap School.
Our project is about biodiversity, keeping the animals, habitats for birds, insects and the environment.
We have a Green Schools team that we do monthly meetings about what we can do to make our school stay green. We're looking forward to have like a green flag. We worked on trying to do litter picks. We do them every month. And then we took some videos and I edited them. In the video, we were picking up litter. We found a lot of cans on the street, especially monsters. We found a mop on the street and it looked like a ghost.
My name is Algi and I want to talk about something fishy. We went to the river and we started looking to find the names of insects. We found water spider, some fishes like an eel, baby salmon.
My name is Timmy. We went to the Trimug River and our main goal was to find out the difference if the water quality was good or bad.
My name is Treasure.
And my name is Eniola.
So we're talking about the St. Patrick's Parade. We had a parade in
Kyuchima and Swinford. We were carrying a snake and
everything was made from recycled material.
My favorite part of the project is everything.
And proving without doubt the impact young voices can have was the overall senior winner. Students from Public School Inverskane, Kenmare, County Kerry, who acted to curb unsustainable trawling in Kenmare Bay.
I'm Oisin Henley.
I'm Liam O'Sullivan.
I'm Saif Sheehy.
I'm Kate McGann
from Public School Inverskane and Kenmare.
Our project is about raising awareness about unsustainable pair trawling in Kenmare Bay. Each year, two boats that are larger than 80 metres in length come and trawl the bay and they remove all the sprat, which damages the ecosystem.
Sprat is one of the building blocks of the marine ecosystem in the bay. So if you take out sprat, it results in trophic collapse, which means none of the fish have any food, so they will all die off. They take the sprat to salmon farms up in Donegal for salmon meal.
With the small mesh size, all the fish is being taken and the businesses inside in Kenmare are suffering. The fishing hasn't increased that much, but just the general amount of fish being caught is the same, but over the years there's just no kind of regeneration between the fish, so it's just suffering over the years worse and worse.
Hopefully to get a ban over trawlers over the size of 80 metres in the 6 nautical miles zone of Kenmare Bay and get rid of the unsustainable practice of pair trawling for sprat, because it's just depleting the fish stocks in Kenmare Bay and having a big effect on it.
Like every year, the scope and impact across all the projects in the Young Environmentalist Awards was huge. The work done by Eco UNESCO and these awards over the last 25 years can't be understated, and the contributors know it too.
I really think this award ceremony is super important because this is a really great place for us to meet other young people who also love biodiversity and who also love saving the environment.
And it's also important to have people together.
I think Young Environmentalists raises awareness on issues that need to be like shown.
I think it's important that the YA exists because I think it brings a lot of like publicity to the energy crisis that's going on, and I think that's important and a lot of young people need to know about that so we can bring change.
So they can take action on it themselves instead of waiting other people to do it.
It'll inspire a lot of young people to continue with their aspirations
because it helps kids like from a young age to get to learn about the environment and why it's important to keep it safe.
I would say it's very important so that young people are encouraged and inspired to do more work for the environment, as this like gives them the recognition and it's like inspirational to see everyone else's work as well.
I know we came into this hugely because of Eco UNESCO and the YEA project.
The issues are urgent and current, and they really are trying to see how they can actually take action themselves.
Young people, I feel like when they hear older people talk about the earth, they think, oh my god, we hear this so many times. But I feel like awards ceremony like this, it really encourages young people to actually look into the issues and encourage them to work and promote it. And it just really like gives them the motivation that they need, because as we will grow up on this earth and so will other generations.
So we have to be here and we have to like know what to do in case it keeps on getting worse and worse, and we have to try battle it and prevent it. We need it for them.
It's the world that we're going to inherit, so it celebrates the voices of the people who are one day going to be in charge of what's going on.
I think it encourages people to do what's right.
So a lot of people like think, oh, like what's the point of doing something? And if you see other young people like yourself, like it really gives you inspiration and new ideas and like just ways to help our planet.
Next year we're planning on passing the project on to the third years in our school so they can develop it further.
It's important just to showcase that young people do want to make the world a better place, and if they keep doing stuff like this, eventually the world will be a greener, better place.
Ecolution was presented by me, Evie Kenny. It was produced by Nikki Coughlin, with record and edit assistance from Aoife O'Neill.